This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The problem is
our expenses exceed our revenues.
Finding the way down off this fiscal cliff could start with looking back at how we got here.
The root of our current budget problems goes back to the decision in 2008 to repeal the Stelly income tax changes that voters passed in 2002, taking about $600 to $700 million out of our tax base every year.
Louisiana Budget Project Director Jan Mueller says we need to revisit those higher income tax brackets.
The economy has grown, incomes have grown at the top of the income pyramid, and I think we need to talk about how they can pay a larger share.
There's also the decline in oil revenues, which could be partially alleviated by repealing the state's two-year immunity from severance taxes given to fracking operations.
This tax break was originally passed more than 20 years ago when horizontal drilling was an experimental technology.
There is a large pot of federal money available, Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. Mueller says it would help many of the currently uninsured.
More than 250,000 people in Louisiana.
And it would help the state's budget woes.
This would be 100% funded by the federal government, which would free up the money that we're spending right now on uncompensated care.
The 100% funding is good through 2016. After that, the state pays just 10% of the cost. The major problem with implementing these solutions is Governor Jindal. He steadfastly objects to tax increases and refuses to consider Medicaid expansion under Obamacare. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.